You're listening to Jazz Boulevard. I'm Moz Taylor. Music from rising New York City-based heavyweight tenor saxophonist Jacob Chung from the album Live at Frankie's Jazz Club, that's located in Vancouver. We heard the track Oblivion, and that was a recording that was wrapping up the end of a cross-Canada tour, a recording that saw him working with pianist Tyler Henderson's trio of bassist Khalib Tabakhman and drummer Hank Allen Barfield. Before that, music out of the Winnipeg jazz scene from pianist Will Bonas, his composition, Echo Chamber, from an album that was out in 2020 called Change of Plans, that saw him working with alto saxophonist John Gordon, bassist Julian Bradford, and drummer Fabio Ragnelli, with some vocal work from Jocelyn Gould. And the set started with a new release, a debut from the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra, off their album Vancouver Jazz Orchestra meets Brian Charette. That was Don't Call Before 10, a composition by the late Ross Taggart, an album of tracks either composed or arranged by Vancouverites. And this album features the B3 work of Brian Charette. We'll keep it going with another new album, this coming out of the UK jazz scene, that brings together bassist Dave Holland and vocalist Norma Winstone. Looking at the material of Canadian composer Kenny Wheeler from the album Vital Spark, this is Fruit d'enfance.
My divine. My father stands on my right hand. He has a distracted look over my left shoulder. My divine reads me like a book. Which shall I follow and following die? No longer count on me to say goodbye. Thank you.
I'm J. Drew Lanham, an ornithologist, naturalist, and writer, and this is a note I've written to a bird I love. Dear Pileated Woodpecker, first off, do you prefer a long I or short? Just want to make sure I start off right. Personally, I go for the pileated pronunciation and not the pileated one. Potato, potato, right? Speaking of names, been wondering what you think of all the Lord God bird stuff, people mistaking you for the long-lost ivory bill woodpecker. I mean, after all, that huge ivory bill used to give you guys a run for your biggest pecker money back in the day. Yeah, I know, the difference is obvious, but trust me, I know what it's like for someone to see big and black and fall to assumption. Exhausting, ain't it? Anyway, just wanted you to know I appreciate all that mistaken identity nonsense you put up with, and it's pretty awesome the way your calls make even the suburban woodlots seem like faraway wildness. I really don't like the whole hen of the woods name some folks gave you way back when, but I'll let you choose the best name for you. Hoping the hammering headaches aren't too bad and the profiling doesn't cost you your own identity. All best.